You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Well, good afternoon, friends. Welcome to another edition of eProfits Radio with our friend and co-host, fund manager, Baird Montgomery. Baird, welcome back.
Thank you, Dwayne. Good to be back.
Well, what's been going on this week?
Well, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Of course, right now, oil is basically $126 per barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Based on all the factors that you see, do you think oil is too high? And the question is, I wonder if most of the listeners think oil is too high, and why or why not?
Well, I think anyone except an oil producer would say oil is too high. I mean, it's ridiculously high. Can it go higher? I believe Goldman Sachs has a target of $180.
200 now.
Oh, is it 200 now?
200 now, yes.
Well, is that enough to put you long oil?
Not me. And not at these levels. And I have one extremely savvy client, and his take is that oil will be too high when people materially start changing their lifestyle and travel habits. And are we there yet? I don't think so. But everything I see, Dwayne, it tells me that short term oil is very, very, very overpriced. We've gone, oil took a correction. It went back to $110, and now it's gone straight up $16 in just a few days.
And the reason behind that is
on oil going up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open to suggestions.
I mean, I see no good reason. is there geopolitical tension? Well, yes, but there was geopolitical tension when oil was $30 a barrel.
Mm-hmm. True. I mean, the last 5 days we've been up. The last 5 out of 6 trading days we've been up aggressively. There was one day when oil was essentially unchanged, and I am looking at my charts. The technicals, and I'm very much a technical trader, are very overbought, which tells me look for a top. In the trading channel that I watch, it's right at the top of the channel. And one interesting aspect is that the back months, well, let me rephrase that. The front month, the June crude, it continues to lose ground to the back months. Well, if it's a bull market, normally the front month will gain in prices on the back months. That is not happening, and there's some very strong warning signals that we could have a strong price break in crude oil. So I would encourage people to watch. When we're trading, Dwayne, right now this week, it's been very, very simple, and I'm looking at 5 screens, and I watch the short-term chart of crude oil, and accordingly we will trade either the gold and or the stock indices, whether it's the Dow or the S&P. And on CNBC they go into all the complex situation, but it's incredible. If oil rises, the indexes fall. If oil rises, the gold rises. And, of course, one other one other market to watch is the U.S. dollar. So and the interplay between all of these has been very, very interesting this week.
Well, the fact that the Fed has said they may very well and will probably hold off on any more interest rate cuts short term, that's given some strength to the dollar.
Yeah. Now, of course, the dollar was down a little, but there's beginning to be a sea change in the perception of the dollar. But
well, this oil thing has reached such a stage on well, think back to the 70s. Remember when people were standing in lines for gas and all that kind of stuff? There was a new invention created, and I'm pretty sure it was in the 70s. It's called the locking gas cap. Remember those?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Everybody had one.
Yes.
Well, on Yahoo News today, they've got a video. Thieves targeting your gas tank.
Interesting.
Now, I haven't seen a locking gas cap in ages. I mean, that whole mentality just went away. I mean, it was the rage. Everybody had a locking gas cap. Mm-hmm. And it was so cumbersome to get that doggone thing back on and get it locked properly. I just remember the aggravation. And then it was like a forgotten thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cars begin to come with this little attached gas cap and that whole... Now, some guy somewhere is sitting on a warehouse of locking gas caps that never sold. And he knew that someday his ship would come in, and boy, here it is on the back of $125 oil.
Yep, and he's just probably peddling those on eBay right now.
Selling them like hotcakes. Well, you know, if you've got, one of my daily guests, he drives a big, one of these big men trucks, I forget what it is, but it's a diesel. And so he's paying like $4.50 a gallon for diesel. And that thing, Lord only knows how many gallons that holds, but, I mean, he could probably be out, if somebody were to come in the middle of the night to steal his gas, he might be out $150, I don't know.
Easily.
And a motor home, I guess, could be $200-$300.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to the energy markets, this is May 9th of 2008. And I am no prophet, but I am going to predict that within 90 days, either the United States or Israel will attack Iran with a variety of missiles. And either we will do it within 90 days or it will prove politically inexpedient to do it once we get into the presidential primaries. More so, something is in this energy market, and there's some unseen factor that is in this market that certain people are aware of.
And you and I may have had this discussion before. You said that you're no prophet. Well, neither am I. But the markets themselves seem to be incredibly intuitive. It's as though the markets can foresee world events.
Yes.
So when we see unusual things begin to happen in the markets, we have to, well, of course, first we go to the news, we look for some fundamental reason, something that makes sense, and when something's going on in the market that there's no reasonable explanation for, stand by for a world event.
Well put, because the fundamentals do not justify crude within $50 of where we are. The technicals are telling me it's very overbought, and a few other items that are telling me crude is too high, and crude is not backing down. And we're getting these strong moves without any real explosion in the Middle East yet. And I say yet, because it will come. It is going to come.
What gives you that? You give it a 90-day window. Do you see it to be that much of a powder keg right now?
I do. I think that the situation area. I mean, Lebanon is basically a country run by proxy by Syria, and of course, Beirut right now is in the middle of a civil war, and of course, Israel is watching that very carefully. The Israeli Prime Minister is very likely to resign. If he is indicted, he has said he will resign. which is going to put an interesting spin on things. And I don't think, who knows who we will get, whether it's Bibi Netanyahu or who. But I would not think the next prime minister would be quite as accommodating as Omer was. So this is going to be a very interesting situation.
Well, the fact that he wants to fold his hands so quickly, is it an issue of pride, or does he have something to hide?
Who is that?
The
Israeli prime minister.
Right.
Well, he has ostensibly received hundreds of thousands of dollars over a lengthy time frame. And Omer's position is that that money was political contributions. And, of course, that would be from the outside. But it looks very unusual, and they will work that out. But the fact, and I've been reading on Stratfor and some other private research reports, that resignation will probably come fairly soon. And the Middle East right now is just a tinderbox. I mean, there was a rocket from Gaza today that landed in an Israeli's front yard. It killed the dead. He was father to four children. Killed him in his front yard. And the authorities cannot allow this type of terrorism to continue. Something will happen in Gaza, which could spark the widespread violence. But apart from the eventual coming rule of Jesus Christ, you and I know there's going to be no peace. There's going to be war. And I think it will be sooner rather than later. Now, that's no trading event. That's just the way I view the circumstances and the way this energy market is trading. Very, very, very unusual. Now, a couple of other markets. Let's just touch on those. By the way, 1 ounce of 1 ounce of gold will now only buy 7 barrels of oil. The norm is 15 barrels. Historically, an ounce of gold will buy 15 barrels of oil. That is really, really out of whack. And gold has not been responding very favorably today. Gold is up, as you see, just about $5. But crude oil is up $2.50. And normally, if we saw crude oil up $2.50, we would expect to see gold up maybe $15 or more. So there's something quite out of whack short-term in the gold-crude ratio. And either crude is going to come down tremendously, or gold is going to go up tremendously, and I don't know which yet. I don't know whether you follow that gold-crude ratio very often.
Well, I'm certainly aware of it, and I know that it's completely out of whack.
By the way, we have some USDA numbers that came out today, and the cotton numbers were long-term very bullish. Right now we have probably over a million, we have 10 million bales of cotton. And next year the USDA is projecting that to be almost half that, just over 5 million. So longer term, that's bullish. I'm still bullish the December cotton contract. I do think we'll see 90-cent cotton. It's 80 cents right now. So I do think there's a very good chance we could see a $5,000 move in that contract. Corn broke out of a trading range yesterday. And bear markets don't make new highs. And corn made new highs. It really broke out. So that's a very positive-looking chart there. So if one is trading corn, lean toward the long side on that. And the areas where corn is planted, it's still wet. It's going to get more rain next week. They will get it in, but it's getting very, very late in the month to complete to get this corn in, because the later it goes in, the worse the yield is.
Okay.
Now, what markets, what are you watching, Dwayne, trading-wise?
S&P looking for a significant bottom. Now, I think we could see 1383 today, and we could see potentially lower prices on Monday, but I believe coming out of Monday, we're going to have a significant rally to the upside. If we get down and tag that 83 before the close of this session, that rally could begin to unfold, possibly today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if that's the case, we will probably see the energy markets a good bit lower.
What are your thoughts on this Myanmar thing? How can you deny your people food and medical supplies?
That is amazing. I heard that about midday today. Was the first time I heard that. And it's as if no one sees the suffering, people will ignore it. It will go away. And I have read that they're trying to keep the press and the public, the foreign press, away from the hard hit areas.
Well, they wouldn't even let the aid in. I mean, they won't allow food. The standing army there, the government, whatever they're called, they've seized the UN supplies that were brought in, and they're not distributing them to the people.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the first time I've ever heard of such a situation.
I've never heard. Yeah, you're right.
I don't think they're allowing anyone to come in there to bring relief to that people. And this may be the impetus, this may be the event that the Lord uses to thoroughly overthrow that regime. And, of course, Myanmar being Burma.
Right.
And what they've done to the people there, of course, is self-evident.
Well, we had the atrocities, what was it, last year?
Yes. Yep. That was, I think that was what, against the Hindus?
I believe.
They and the Christians over there they need our prayer very much. So we've had some missionaries who have ministered to some of the Burmese people, and they're they're just in very difficult situation, very much so.
Here at home, Obama and Hillary, the big argument that she should step down because there's really no way she can win, but she refuses to give up the fight. What are your thoughts on that?
She can win. Now, who knows?
Some who are saying mathematically she can't, but from the way I count it, she can. I mean, she'll have to really... rise to the occasion here, but mathematically, I see it as still being possible.
Now, what is the neighborhood that Hillary and Bill have a house in New York?
In New York, I don't know.
I've forgotten the name of that. But
it's not by chance the Chelsea district, is it? Well, I think there is a neighborhood in New York called that.
Well,
I would assume it's the Upper East Side or some swanky place.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's not in Harlem.
Well, I trust that no polonium 113 or 13 is floating around there to be distributed. There are many people who would not put anything past the Clintons, and just putting a dollar value on being president for 4 years. Well, we see how the Clintons have profited from that to the tune of $100 million plus for the two of them. And some will say, oh, that's just too conspiratorial. But there are too many people who have gone missing who are friends of the Clintons or ex-friends of the Clintons in unusual circumstances. And my question is, and I don't know the answer politically, what happens to the electoral process, for example, if Obama gets the Democratic nomination and something happens to him, or if McCain gets the Republican nomination, and Lord forbid that also that his health would deteriorate to the point that he would have to resign running for the presidency. What is the procedure then?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
I think McCain is I think he's around 72. He looks healthy enough right now. But that's one of the questions that keeps running around in my mind. What happens if, and I will research that before we get on the air next Friday. But we are, I mean, here we are, the greatest country in the world, and if we can't come up with any president, we've got these three potential presidents, and none of them are, to me at least, very inspiring. And I had two clients this week say to me, Baird, you should vote for Chuck Baldwin. And I said, who in the world is Chuck Baldwin? And they said, go to the ConstitutionParty.com. And they said, you will be amazed. So I went to that website, read what they stand for, read everything about it, and so...
I've done some radio interviews with those guys.
Interesting. What did you think?
I was pretty impressed with them.
Well, for the first time in a long time, for the first time ever, I'm going to vote for the Constitution Party. But for the first time in, I guess, in memory, I will not be voting for the presidential candidate for president. Some of his views are so, and they're two views, and I understand that. Well, if McCain doesn't get in and Obama gets in, just think of the judges he is going to appoint and so forth, and that's a legitimate posture.
Sure.
But,
I mean, this guy believes in partial birth abortion.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the most barbaric and horrific things you could possibly do.
Mm-hmm. If Obama gets the nod, there is plenty of ammunition to bring against him in the particulars of what he believes, claiming that he's a Christian, but for unlimited abortion, partial birth abortion. This is just absolutely, as you say, horrific. And the what he believes and what he and the way he votes are completely incompatible, in my opinion.
Now, in my opinion, well, we all know about Reverend Wright and all that he's said and done, and that Obama has now officially distanced himself from the Reverend Wright. But I'm not beyond thinking that there is a huge conspiracy theory there, and that was not all carefully orchestrated. Now, anyone with any sort of a thought process could spend 5 minutes listening to the Reverend Wright and immediately ascertain that the man is demented, that he's got issues. But the new religious leader that Obama has aligned himself with is, in my opinion, far more dangerous, far more insidious, and people like this new religious leader that Obama has aligned himself with. And I speak of the new American Pope. You do know who I'm talking about, correct?
No.
Popra Winfrey.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
This Eckhart Tolle thing she's got going on, this whole new earth, these massive church services she holds via the internet once a week and inducts all these. Have you seen some of the videos? I'll send you some links to some of the videos. In fact, I'll send you the link to the video where on her television program, it's been several years ago, and I'm so surprised that I never heard of this because, quite frankly, for a period of time there, I kind of liked her. You know, American success story, blah, blah, blah. it's been several years now, but on her television program, she publicly and proudly denounced Jesus Christ as the way.
She will pay a very, very heavy price for that.
There was a lot of Christians in the audience, and one of the ladies says, "Hey, wait a minute. What you just said." She goes, "In my Bible, it says that Jesus Christ is the only way." And Oprah's response was, "That's absolutely ridiculous. Mm. Just think about it. Mm. There can't only be one way." And America's continued to embrace her.
Erwin Lutzer, the pastor of Moody Church in Chicago, gave a message on that, and it's entitled "The Lie and the End Times," and very powerful preacher. And I would recommend people go to moodychurch.org, and they can click on the archives. But he started off, he says, "There's a church with millions of people in attendance and giving the most defamatory and inflammatory statements concerning the Bible and Jesus." And it was the most well put exposition of what Oprah Winfrey is doing. And I thought, that's exactly it. It's a church with millions of members turning in daily. And I should have caught what you were saying. The American,
the new
Pope.
America, the American Pope.
Yeah,
Pope Winfrey.
That is one of the most important events to warn people about.
Because people like her. Now, I'm not going to go out on a limb and call her the Antichrist. I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to go there. But I see so many things falling into place. One, this church, this huge audience, this benevolent figure. You know, and then on the flip side, on Sunday nights on TV, she's got this show where the Big Give, where she's giving away all this money. How do you win people's hearts and minds? Money. It's always been about the money.
Mm-hmm.
And it always will be on this earth.
One person in my family used to like to watch, and I think it's Home and Garden Network. And basically some people come in and either redo the home or mm-hmm. give a home away. And so I finally told the person, I said, "This program just cannot stay on in our home anymore, because every single show, the people who were given whatever, and they always said, OMG, oh my, and taking the Lord's name in vain." And it just, everyone. And I thought, this has just got to end. It was so offensive to me. And here the people were being blessed financially.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that told me just where they were.
Hmm.
But now, how did I get off on that? I don't know. I guess it's Oprah. Dwayne, I guess it's Oprah Winfrey and just how bad that was. But You could not want...
You have someone saying, you know, yes, I'm a Christian, but I don't believe in Christ the way that you do. He was a, you know, a prophet, a sage, a great teacher, but he's not the Savior. That whole Eckhart Tolle, the whole New Earth thing, teaches you that you are God.
Mm-hmm.
You are your own source, your own salvation, and it's all between your ears how your life plays out.
Well, I'm glad our conversation on Obama led into Oprah. And he has surrounded himself with people like that. The terrorist of, 20 years ago, who still says he would like to bomb America, I believe. These are the kind of people Obama has not disassociated himself from. He is the most dangerous presidential candidate I think America has seen in their lifetime. And I even include Jimmy Carter in that.
I made this prediction on this show quite some time ago, and I'm going to stand by that. I believe that the first woman president will be Oprah Winfrey, not Hillary Clinton. Now, she's made no statement publicly anywhere about a desire to run for public office. But
that's
I see the pieces coming together. Now, I may be wrong. I'm no prophet. That's just my thought and my opinion.
Can you imagine the publicity and the power it would be if Barack Hussein Obama chooses Oprah as his running mate? And I can see now what a wise move. Oprah is so smart and so wise and so compassionate, and a new change, mm-hmm. a new direction, and she does not need money anymore.
She's the second richest woman in the world. The queen is the richest. And
Dwayne,
I'm sure at some point Oprah will overtake her. But, you know, what you just said, if Obama were, and I've not heard this discussed publicly, but if Obama were to pick her as a running mate and she agreed to run with him, I it breaks my heart to say this, but John McCain might as well not even show up. There are not enough intelligent people in America to see through the deception, and he just might as well stay home. That's an unbeatable ticket. You can't beat that ticket. Not in America, not today.
No. And, I mean, what would seal their victory is if Barack Hussein Obama and his running mate, changed her name to Oprah Gonzalez.
And
that would be a lock on this election. Oh, my.
Hey, let's give our listeners your toll-free number.
800-835-9482. And here is our email, info@eprofits.com.
Yeah, the way we've been talking, they might have thought profits were spelled the other way, huh?
Yes, absolutely. This has been a fun conversation. We will see in 90 days if anything has transpired in the Middle East. We will see if the energy markets take a rest here. But we're in very, very interesting times. As long as energy prices stay above 120, I think it's going to be very difficult for this stock market.
I agree. And historically, and you're one who trades the historicals, historically we do rally into an election, correct? In the
I
stock
think
market?
You're right. I think you're right. Yeah. So we will have plenty to chew on next Friday afternoon.
Baird, I look forward to it, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thanks
Talk
for
to you
being
later.
With us. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Show my faith in God, but try. Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.